Jesus can relate to feeling misunderstood. Tuesday. In their series, week one. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me, John 10:27. Do you ever feel misunderstood or unappreciated? Jesus can relate. Everywhere Jesus went, people had mixed reactions, many of them unfortunate. He shared a message of hope, and leaders responded with hate. He shared good news, and some walked away confused. He invited everyone to a better way of life, only for most to abandon him. Critics, ordinary people, and even his close friends constantly misunderstood his message. As you read today's passages, imagine how Jesus must have felt. It can be tempting to quit when we feel misunderstood. And it can be tempting to compromise on our calling to fit in when we feel we're on our own. But Jesus didn't quit, and He didn't compromise. How? How did He remain so consistent when He felt misunderstood? First, Jesus expected to be misunderstood. God calls us to live a unique way of life. It's others-focused and often contradicts the wisdom of the world around us. So when we follow God's call on our life, we can expect to be misunderstood. Second, Jesus relied on His connection with His Heavenly Father. Jesus leaned on His relationship with the Father for encouragement. He often withdrew from the crowd to spend time with the One who loved Him unconditionally and always knew and understood Him. Third, Jesus felt encouraged by progress. Not everyone misunderstood Jesus. He got to see meaningful moments when people understood and appreciated His message. Those experiences reminded Him of God's faithfulness. Jesus did everything right, but people had all kinds of reactions. So when we're misunderstood and feel alone, let's follow Jesus in being faithful to our calling, whether it makes sense to the people around us or not. The next time you work hard, but your effort isn't appreciated, remember that Jesus can relate. And the next time you know God's called you to do something, but no one responds, remember, Jesus has been there. And He's inviting you to continue pushing forward, making a difference, caring for others, and sharing truth. There will be moments, and even seasons, when you feel misunderstood. When you feel those natural emotions, know that God can lead you through them. Not just because He's God, but also because He's been there. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are You showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 11 verses 1 through 14. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of His disciples on ahead. "Two, go into the village ahead of you," He told them. "Just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. 3, if anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.'" 4, they went off and found the colt tied near a door, out in the street. As they were untying it, 5, some people standing there asked them, "What are you doing, untying that colt?" 6, they replied, "Just as Jesus had told them," and the people let them go. 7, when they brought the colt to Jesus, and threw their cloaks over it. He sat on it. 8. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. 9. Those who were ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." 10. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 through 24. I call God as my witness that I am telling the truth. The reason I didn't return to Corinth was to spare you from a severe rebuke. I didn't want to come and make you sad, for I know that you bring me great joy and that my joy is yours. 24. But that does not mean I want to dominate you by telling you how to put your faith into practice. And here is 2 Corinthians 2:1-4. I made up my mind that I would not visit you again in sadness. 2:4 If I make you sad, who is there to make me glad but the one I have made sad? 3 I wrote to you as I did, so that when I came I would not be saddened by the ones who ought to make me rejoice. I had confidence in all of you that you would share my joy. 4 I wrote to you with much anguish and bitter tears, not to hurt you but to show you how much I love you. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.